You're listening to the Converge Podcast Network. Thanks to our presenting sponsor, Zondervan, a revered and reliable source for transformative and inspirational content. Support this podcast by visiting zondervan.com and find your next favorite book. Now, on to the show.
Well, welcome in to the Invitation Podcast with Luke Lazan. I am your host, which would obviously be Luke Lazan. And it's so good to be back with you guys. I can't even tell you how pumped I am to be able to get back on this thing, because here's the deal. My bad. I get it, okay? The past many podcasts have been sermons of mine, and I'm sure many people are here for those. That might be the reason that you signed up to subscribe to this podcast. But at the same time, like, as much as I love sermons and I'm passionate about them, and they're like my favorite thing to do as far as the things that I do with my hands and my feet to advance the kingdom of God, like, here's the deal. I really like talking just on a ground base level with people more than anything else. Like, ultimately, life change does not come through 30 to 40 minutes of listening to me unpack the scriptures. That can be really helpful. Not only myself, but any pastor, any preacher, any person. You can listen to them unpack the scriptures and have a really powerful sermon. But ultimately, like, transformative life change comes through the nitty-gritty of life. And so I'm glad to be back here. That's all that to say is I'm glad to be able to just simply chatting with you guys and not having some kind of sermon situation going on right now. And I did want to talk to you a little bit about why it is that I haven't really been on here a whole lot. And it's a good thing. It's a really good thing, in my opinion. And hopefully you'll think it's a good thing too. I think it's no surprise to many of you that I have written a book. And here's the thing about that book. I've posted all about it. It's kind of been everywhere. It's in that weird stage right now where you can pre-order it. Like, you can get it on Amazon. You can get it at Barnes & Noble's website. You can't actually have the physical copy in your hand yet, though. So you can pre-order it, purchase it, and then get it in your hands in November. But in these past few months, I've had to do a lot of the finishing touches on that book, on doing some different things that would help me be able to get people just lined up to be able to get this thing out there into the world. And so that's the stage we're at. Get it out there into the world, people. And that's kind of what I wanted to talk about today. There's so many people that are probably going to listen to this and go, great, you're going to self-promote and talk all about you and your book. You're just going to be a big self-promoter. And the answer to that, honestly, is yes. The answer to that's yes. I am going to self-promote this book. And I say that not to be like some, you know, just real, like, look at me, I'm just going to do what I feel like I got to do, kind of go against the status quo situation. I'm just being honest with you. Like, I am going to self-promote this book. And the reason I'm doing it is because this book is not about me. This book, the prayer around this book has nothing to do with Luke. It actually has everything to do with you, if I'm being honest with you. Lindsay and I's biggest prayer throughout this whole process has been, God, let this book be for the good of people who purchase it and read it, that they would just feel comfort and peace and joy and all these positive things in their lives. Let them also feel some of the difficult truths, but also to be able to see the hope in those. But while we've prayed for it to be used for your good, we've also been praying more than anything else that it would be used for the glory of God. I mean, this book, people, I'm telling you right now, this book is about Jesus. That's all it is. Point blank period, this book is about Jesus. It begins with him. It ends with him. It is him throughout. And so that's why I don't have any problem throwing it out there into the world and promoting it. But at the same time, I did want to just say, I know that there are some people that are going to be like, oh, I just hate this. This is just not okay. This is not the gospel. And those people can go ahead and hit unsubscribe or whatever that button is, because as much as I love those opinions, they're really one-sided and they're not true. So For those of you who are interested in sticking around, I'm talking today about why I wrote this book. Like, why did I write a book called Your Mess Matters? And I think at the end of the day, like, you got to be able to trust people's motivations. If they say this is what it is, great. Now, unless everything they're doing is counter to what they say they're doing and why they're doing it, that's different, right? But I just wanted to put the why out there behind the what. So the what is the book, Your Mess Matters. Why did I write it though? And we all have to ask ourselves why every day, right? I mean, why do you go to that job? Why are you dating that person? Why are you in a relationship with them? Why do you do the things you do? Why? And I wanted to answer the why, because if I have a why, I can get through pretty much anything. The why I do what I do is Jesus Christ. And I think for a lot of us that are listening right now, that would be the same for you. And that's the why behind the book. But I wanted to go deeper than just like that really superficial, kind of annoyingly Christian answer. Well, why'd you do this for Jesus? I mean, it's deeper than just that. That's the bedrock, but it goes even deeper. There's more nuanced things to that. Like, Jesus is the foundation of this, but there's so many layers to it. And so I really wanted to talk to you about my why. And here's the thing. Many of you know that I have been pastoring, ministering, doing all the ings for people for a little bit now. And I'll tell you what, the more that I've met people, I mean, I'm telling you, people, their lives are a mess. And the reason I know that is because my own life is a mess. And I'm not talking just like after a sermon or at church, people would get vulnerable with me, but it would be pretty much everywhere in between, in the middle of the week. And there's so many people that are struggling through the messiness of life. And I know that I've been struggling through the messiness of my own life. And at some point, it just feels really, really refreshing to get around people and say, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't have it all put together. Even though I try to come across like it on social media, I literally don't know what I'm doing. Sometimes I say things on social media that are directly not true about the way that I'm acting in my own life. And I don't say things on social media to be deceitful and say, hey, do this while I'm hypocritically not doing the thing I'm telling you to do. The reason that I'm telling you is because I know that I should be doing what I'm not doing. I'm wallowing in my mess. I'm contributing to it. I'm seeking it out. And here's the thing is, the more that I looked on the inside of my own life, and the more that I talk to people, I realize all of us are dealing with things that make us feel like our life is a mess, like we can't come to God, like we can't go to Him with whatever it is that we're dealing with. And I just hated that. It broke my heart. And so what we've been doing on my end of things here is I've been writing this book is trying to figure out what is it that people need to hear? And I think what people need to hear is, number one, that they're not in their mess alone. They have God in their mess with them, but also they're not in their mess alone from the person who's writing the book. Like, a lot of times you read a book and it feels like that person is just writing saying, hey, I'm very put together and I have all these things that are going well for me. These disciplines have actually really helped me in my life. You don't do them and you're terrible. And so you should do the things that I do and your life's going to be amazing, right? And we know that's not always the case. And so rather than taking the approach of I'm a guru, here's what I want you to know, I really tried to take the approach of my life is a mess. I bet yours is too. Let's jump into it together by chasing after God. And honestly, that's what it came down to. So I wrote a series at my church, at Hill City Church, when I was pastoring there in Fayetteville, Arkansas, and it was called By Dirt and Blood, which, it's funny, we had to change the title of the book because there's actually a Nazi chant we found out that was, it went, I think it was called By Soil and Blood. So I was like, okay, I did not know that. I don't want to be affiliated with that in any way, shape, or form. So let's just completely X that out. And we came up with an even better title called Your Mess Matters. But I wrote this sermon series at my church and I did it for 3 weeks and got a lot of great feedback. I think people just loved the authenticity of my own struggles, because that sermon series was really birthed out of some struggles. And I think they also like to hear about how God is with them in that and that He's moving through it. Let's take a quick break to hear from one of our wonderful sponsors.
Have you ever felt helpless as you look around at the needs in the world today? So many of us wonder if there's anything we can really do to help. Well, we want to tell you about a new book from our friends at Zondervan called Disruptive Compassion that just might answer some of these questions. With raw and inspiring stories from the world's most desperate places, Convoy of Hope founder and CEO Hal Donaldson takes us on a tour along the front lines of courage and compassion. Let this book be your crash course in what it means to become a revolutionary as you learn how to evaluate the resources you already have, navigate real concerns and risks, check your motives, and ultimately become equipped as an agitator with purpose. Disruptive Compassion by Hal Donaldson is available for pre-order now wherever you buy books. Get your copy today.
Hey guys, we're so glad you joined us today. Would you be willing to take 3 minutes to take our annual Converge Podcast Network survey? You'll be entered into a drawing for a $50 Starbucks gift card. All you have to do is text Converge to 31996 and take our quick 3 minute survey. That's Converge to 31996. All right, let's get back to the podcast.
So for those of you who don't know much about my story, I had a health scare, a true health scare when I was 23. Was I 23? No, I was 24. My wife, we had been married for less than a year, Lindsay and I. We had been planting this church and trying to get it off the ground, help lead it and pastor it. And so did that, and I started losing a lot of weight, and we didn't know what was going on. We went to the doctor, and they did some blood work, and it was consistent with some things that could possibly be cancerous. And I remember asking the doctor, I said, I don't have cancer, right? Like, that would be crazy to be 24 years old and have cancer. And he's like, well, honestly, maybe, but we'll find out as we do more tests. And when you hear someone say that, it's kind of like, what? Let's rewind that. Like, we can't just skip past that. Like, you didn't just say what you just said, right? Like I might have cancer. So by the grace of God, as time went on, and I'm just giving you the quick version here, we came to find out I had a parasite, and I'd been on antibiotics that were so powerful and for so long that it actually wiped out the parasite, but then I had nothing in my system to defend myself, so I ended up contracting C. diff, which is like a crazy infection in your intestines that pretty much makes you crap yourself. I mean, I ain't even kidding you, people. I mean, and I write about it in the book. I'm not even going to lie to you. It's probably the funniest thing I've ever written in my life. But at the time, it was not funny. I mean, I lost 40 to 50 pounds. I said 40 in the book. This is bad to say. I said 40 in the book, but it was really more like 50, but I didn't want people to not believe me. So, but I remember the day that I weighed myself and I was 40 down. So that was really the barometer. I just didn't feel like going back and saying, also, I lost 10 more. But I remember the day I weighed myself and I was down 40 pounds and it was just nasty. And in the middle of this, my pastor at Hill City, he needed a break, and I knew he needed a break, and I was sick. I was pretty much good for nothing, but I felt God speaking a message into my heart, and so I started writing it, and I could not stop writing. But I wrote 3 weeks of this series, and I was satisfied and very thankful that I was able to do even that, but I just kept writing, and it turned into a book, and I can't even begin to tell you all the craziness that has happened in the midst of that. I mean, I wanted people to know, here I am, a young pastor, a young married guy. I feel like my whole life is falling apart. And what do you do with that? Because if you're following God at a young age and you're kind of on fire and it feels like the world is at your fingertips, right? Like I got a beautiful wife. I got a great young thriving church. I'm preaching and having all these opportunities and you just kind of feel like you're on top of the world. And I'll tell you, God has a way of using things in our lives that feel like the biggest messes in our lives, like there's absolutely no good that could come out of this. And he loves to work in the miracle-making fertilizer of our waiting, our pain, our struggle, our frustration. And that's what God did in this season for me. And it was something else. And I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful for that time when I was sick. I'm so thankful for that time when I didn't realize what was going on. But in the middle of it, I wasn't super thankful for it. It took a whole perspective change. It took so much for me to be able to get to a place where I could say the things that I'm saying right now. And really what I wanted people that are listening to this and thinking about buying the book to know is I want you to know that God is in the mess with you. And honestly, that I'm in it with you. And we may not know each other. We maybe have never spoken. We may never speak to one another. But I want you to know that whatever you see from people, it's not always the truth. There's so much more going on in people's lives than we can see. And they only want you to see the best parts. And I, as hard as it was, I wanted you to see the worst parts of my life. I opened the book by writing about the darkest moment of my life. It's one of the most shameful moments of my life. In the midst of all of this medication and trying to figure things out, I mean, I was sick for 6 months. I mean, I was pretty much good for nothing for 6 months, where God had me bedridden and having a few fleeting moments of being able to get up there and preach this sermon series and things like that. But for the most part, I was weak. I had nothing in my body. I was a train wreck. And I'll tell you, I open up this book with a moment where I lost my mind, literally almost lost my mind, gave it over into anxiety. And I mean, I've struggled with anxiety my whole life. That's another part of my testimony that some of you know, and not just like a, oh, are you anxious? Like a, you bring anxiety on yourself. Yes. Number one, I do struggle with it like that, but also I've been diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder before, and by the grace of God, there have been some great things that I've put into practice that have helped me get rid of that, which I should probably share on here a little bit more. But and I'm not even going to dismiss the fact that I've had, you know, medication's been a part of that story and a lot of other things. But as I was dealing with this illness that I wrote about in the book, I had this moment where I snapped, gave over into that anxiety, that depression, fear, everything, and lost my mind on my wife. Lost my mind to the point where it was so dark in my head. Thank God I didn't do anything just crazy, like hit her or anything. I would never do that. I like to think, I mean, we all have our flaws, and I like to think I wouldn't do some of the things that I do, but that's one that I am committed to. So there was no physical altercation or anything, but I'm just screaming, losing my mind, people. I mean, like losing my marbles. If you ever come on Vine, people, you know what I'm talking about. But I mean, my whole family had to come over and just kind of bring me to a point where I could go to doctors and get some rest and all these things. And that's how I open up the book. And so some of you are probably hearing this and being like, is he really saying this? Is he really admitting that he was fearful that he might do something really dumb and that he was doing some really dumb things? And the answer is yeah. And by the way, your favorite pastors, your favorite everybody, your parents, everybody, even if they won't share it with you, they've all got these things in their lives. And I'm trying to pull those things out of people, to pull the mess out of you, so that you could recognize it for what it is, address it, and recognize that God doesn't ask that you would hide messes from him. He asks that you would bring messes to him, and that no mess is too big for the cross. And I really wanted people to read this book and from the get-go go, whoa, this is different than any book I've ever read, because we're just jumping right into the thick of this dude's problems, and that's what it is. And so you can't skip the preface. I like to call it chapter zero in the book. You know, once you get it, don't skip to chapter one. Read the beginning. It's not super long. It's me talking about that moment and just kind of taking you through not only my story, but through many other people's stories. I'm such like a history nerd and I love to read. So I've got stories of slaves that escaped. I've got stories in there of war heroes and some messy moments in their lives. I've got stories in there of Renaissance literature and art, things that have touched my life and I think will touch yours as you come to recognize like, wow, that situation that was going on with all these artists in the Renaissance, somehow strangely that affects me today. And so, I mean, I'm talking about Michelangelo and so many other people in this book and just tying in different things that I think are intriguing in my own mind and heart that I think will be intriguing to you guys, and recognizing that we can pull those things as illustrations in life. We can pull those things at a story and recognize that they fit with our own story, that there's a lot of messiness in the world. And there's also a lot of beauty that comes out of that mess. And hear me when I say this, the beauty wouldn't happen without the mess. the whole determining thing here, the whole reason that I have the title the way that the title is because when I think about Jesus and when I think about what God has done for you and what he's done for me, ultimately, we were made in a mess. It says by the dust we came into being, but then also it's by blood that we came into receiving. It's by the mess of the cross that we were able to receive the gift of eternal life because of what Jesus did for us on the cross. And so God's story has a lot of messiness to it. And our own story has a lot of messiness to it. And I just want you to see God in your mess. And so that's it. That's the whole reason I wrote this book. And honestly, hit me up if you have more questions. I think it'd be great if you journeyed with us. And listen, if you're still on the fence about this book, sign up for my email list right now. You can read some of the things that I'm writing. We're going through a summer series right now on my website. You can sign up on my blog. And, you know, there's a community of us of email subscribers that are just going through things and talking about the struggles of life and the messiness of life and how to navigate that. And so I don't want to just push you to buy something. I want you to genuinely want to buy it. And I just want you to know that these struggles, these messes that I've encountered, I'm sharing them with you. I'm with you in it. And I want you to know that God's with you in it. And there's so much that we can learn from one another as we journey with God through the messiness of life. And so I'm journeying with you. I'm telling you, people, it gets vulnerable and it's a little terrifying. It's exciting to throw a book out there into the world, but it's also terrifying. And it's terrifying because I don't know if you guys noticed, but people on the internet are a little hostile these days. And I just want people to get this book in their hands and really be impacted by it for the glory of God. And so if that's something that you're interested in, please go to Amazon. Please go to Barnes & Noble's website and get these things. Get this book. Let me know what you think about it whenever it's in your hands. And let's journey together through everything. I just feel like one of the great things of the internet, and gosh, I have such a problem with social media and the internet, which I'll get into at some point on here, but you know, there is some good that can come out of it, and I want to be a part of the good that can come out of it, and part of that good is just being able to journey with people that you maybe never would have met without social media and being able to say, wow, I've grown closer to God because of the things that I've seen from you. You guys, your faith inspires me. So I'd love to hear about the messiness of your life. I'm going to be doing some campaigns later on where I want to post some videos and say, my mess matters. And I want you to post some videos too and put the hashtag my mess matters and your mess matters. And I think we can create this cool little community of sharing some difficult things of where I was, where God brought me, and just letting people know you're not alone. And that's what we're all about here, is letting people know you're not alone, not only because God is with you, but because we want to journey together with you. And we're a community of people that genuinely prays for and cares for one another. And so can't tell you guys how much I love you and I'm thankful for you, especially you guys that buy the book. I'm kidding, kind of. So love you guys for real. I'll be back on here shortly doing more of these types of podcasts where we're just kind of chatting it up and letting it out there. So just stay in touch with me, all right? Like, follow me on social media and whatever so I can hear more about what God's doing in your life. And until the next time, thank you for accepting the invitation to join us today. More to come. You guys are the best. Peace.
Thanks for listening to The Invitation with Luke Lauzon. This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network. For more information about this show, visit convergepodcastnetwork.com. With so many podcasts to choose from, we're glad you chose to tune in today. We'd like to invite you to listen to one of our other Converge podcast partners. Head in the Clouds with Ryan Romeo is all about having a dream or calling to serve God, but then daily putting it into action and drawing inspiration on the journey. Great encouragement for those looking to do big things for God. Subscribe today to Head in the Clouds with Ryan Romeo in your favorite podcasting app.